This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I would like to attempt this, but I fear... We want to talk about dares, bets, challenges, things of that nature. Here's my reprehension about when we talk about this. This show, currently, in its current form, is weighted a little bit more towards the PP side of life.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Because I'm riding about 30% estrogen.
I'm my level awaiting results.
Okay.
But my levels are up.
Right. But then, so Aaron's over here just defending the ground for females. Do you feel, Aaron, that this topic further tips the scales towards men?
Potentially, but I also know that we can do some dumb stuff.
Girls do not do dumb things for, like...
To get boys' attention, yeah.
Like, you would do a dare, like, your friends would be like, I dare you to go over and, like...
Something.
And you would really do it?
I've done some dumb stuff. Not even for boys. I have no excuse.
You've just done dares?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Who dared you? Okay. No, a girl didn't dare you. It's a boy who dared you.
No.
I feel like
it was my sister-in-law. We were at the zoo.
Okay.
I'm not allowed back. No, I am.
You're so obvious. Like, you have a very distinct look.
Yeah.
Like, if they have a picture of you up that they all walk by on their way in, they're like, you're looking for that redhead girl for what she did to the monkeys. What did you...
No, we... do you know the thing? I don't know what it's called, where it's like, on a scale of 1 to 10, what are... Or on a scale of 1 to 88, what are the odds that you would do this? And then you count down, you say a number at the same time. If it's the same number,
you have to do it.
So it was that. And
I've never heard of this game.
Oh, really?
Uh-uh.
So it was that we got the same number. So I licked one of the poles by the giraffes.
By the giraffes?
I'm going to need some clarification on that, because that's one of the dares that was on the internet where some girl got dared to get too close to a horse and she did it.
Oh, no, no, no.
But you didn't touch the giraffe.
No,
the giraffe.
It was just like near, it was one of the light poles, like near the giraffe
light
section.
Okay. You got dare. Okay, I don't hate it. I mean, if
it's
like,
good.
Because a light pole, like,
and it wasn't just like a. It was a full. Yeah,
the giraffes were like, "Can we get her back here?"
Like, your tongue is as long as ours. Yeah.
You had an ice cream cone.
Yeah, wow. That's a good way to put it.
You could just like.
Yeah.
Okay. I will say, light pole is better though. Like, I got dared on the train at DIA.
Oh yeah, yeah, the handrail.
To lick the handrail.
Oh yeah, easy.
There's
a lot of people.
A light pole is a light pole. People aren't like, I need to steady myself and touch this.
True.
Yeah, on the train, where they're like, please hold on. You're like, don't tell me what to do. I don't need to hold on. And then the train goes, wah! And you're like, wah! And everybody goes, kuh! And their sweaty little nervous hands grab that pole.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I was, but I just went. I didn't.
You didn't. what do you call that? Ice cream?
Ice cream.
Ice cream lick.
Yeah.
Mm, okay. Nice. What'd you get?
Nothing. Respect.
Okay.
I didn't even get that.
Yeah, you just did some counting down stupid game. Like, that's what so that's why we call it.
What?
That's why we call it dare slash bets. I don't even know what you're talking about. So, dare you to.
No, what are the odds? You say, what are the odds that you would, I don't know, you've got a Starbucks cup, chew on the straw. I don't know. And then, so on
what are the odds that I would put this straw?
You pick the scale depending on how severe the dare is. Okay. So if it's like a super intense one, you want more chances.
What are the odds that I would shove this inside TX eyeball and lobotomize him?
Mm.
I mean, I would say between 1 in 1,000.
Okay, so then we go 1,000.
So you count down 3, 2, 1. You say a number at the same time.
Okay, let's do it.
3, 2, 1, 77.
Dang it!
Why did you?
I was trying to give you the number 333.
I don't want him to get that lobotomy.
77. We both said it. Okay, no, I get it now. Okay, so you were just doing it because it's a thing that the universe told you had to do the dare because you both hit the same number.
Huh.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm glad my fate is it's secured.
77.
No.
Okay, so if we will take calls from. Boys or girls, I feel it leans boys because I think other than Aaron, mostly boys go like, hey man, that piece of pizza has been sitting on our dresser for 6 weeks. Dare you to eat it. And you're like,
okay, yeah. I'll do it for free.
Yeah. And you're like,
right. For respect.
Right. All right. So if you've done a dare or a bet, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
One time I remember walking to the shuttle where the bar that would take us to the bar with my buddies, and my buddy was already had enough to drink that he was wearing his bathrobe to the bar, and he had one of those fuzzy Davy Crockett hats on too. So he had the hat and then a bathrobe, and we're walking, and I remember one of my buddies said Earl. That was his name, Earl. He said, Earl, I bet you won't be the man right now and jump in that pond. And he was in the pond.
Oh,
and then he went to the bar in a soaking wet bathrobe and the Davy Crockett hat.
That's what I'm talking
about.
And
they let him in. And
this is a guy thing.
Respect the hell out of him.
He got nothing out of it.
Nothing, no.
But cold.
Yeah, probably some sort of disease. And
So
you know,
but I'll never forget it. It was awesome.
It's hilarious. A story for life.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's why people do it. It's like the reason I got one of the reasons I got inspired. There was another dude late in paying off a fantasy football debt. In fact, there was dudes in North Dakota who had to go into a Pancake House or a Waffle House or a Denny's or whatever, and he had to spend 24 hours there, but he got an hour off. For every pancake he ate.
Ooh.
So if he ate 24 pancakes, he could leave in an hour.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
See, I would go in with very high hopes. I'd be like, I'm going to take down 20 in 4 hours.
Oh my gosh, really?
You think and you could take down
20?
Denny's full-size pancakes.
I think I would be humbled quickly.
Yeah.
But I think this guy probably went in with high hopes.
He did, and then he got super sick at a certain number. I don't remember how many.
At pancake four.
Yeah, he started to realize you're in deep tatas. It's not going down as easy as you think. Because they're big and they're fluffy. Because Denny's normally gives you one.
Okay.
They don't give you a stack. It's not like IHOP where they want you to go take a picture of the stack.
I see.
One massive flapjack.
So how did were the buddies with him in the
maybe?
Or they were
monitoring
him, making sure he didn't cheat.
Hold on, I just thought of another one. It happened to Luke Combs. The guys who lost his fantasy football, they had to come on stage and sing a song.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Playing stadiums. He's playing.
That's
and they
hilarious.
Cannot sing. These aren't his country buddies.
Yeah.
So they came out in front of 60,000 people and slaughtered Walking in Memphis. It was the worst. It's like, Walking. It's the worst thing you're ever going to hear.
That's funny.
Was Luke on stage with him too?
Yes, he's like, I got to explain this. I mean, obviously fantasy football has been over for a bit, but this has been I told them when we hit this date, this is when you're going to have to pay it off.
Wow.
And two dudes had to come out and it's amazing.
That's great.
Don't go look the video up. Okay. So if you've been part of a dare or a bet, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for people who've done something stupid on a dare. Candy?
Yeah.
Yay! Dares. It's a girl doing a dare.
Nice.
What'd you do for a dare or a bet or whatever?
Well, I'm actually sort of kind of proud of this one because it's pretty gross.
Okay.
I was at a party and, you know, we're all there. All the guys are chewing and everything and, you know, spitting into the Mountain Dew can.
No!
Somebody dared me to drink it and they were like, no way.
She to said, drink the spit like, can? No, you didn't.
To drink Mountain Dew?
They're adjacent.
Hey, easy.
How much spit was it?
I think I swear to God. I must have thrown up for 48 hours afterwards.
Oh, my God.
I did it. And it was actually for money.
You got to leave more Mountain Dew in the can. You got to dilute it.
You didn't finish it. You just took a swig, right? You didn't, like, chug.
Yeah, no way. Are you kidding me? I think I'd be dead if I chugged that whole thing. No. I took a good gulp of it, but I definitely, oh, my God, it was probably the grossest dare I've ever done.
Okay. I have to have this. You are not getting off the phone without an answer to this. Was there money? Was it just
fresh can of Mountain Dew?
Like, I don't know what.
Just to brag rights? No way.
You did it for cred?
Well, I did. No. I did it for a little bit of money. It was like $100 or something like that. They all chipped in. They
cases of Mountain Dew.
No money is like I don't. Okay. Did you get to keep the $100 despite your vomit streak?
I know, right? I think I needed that for like new clothes. And
okay.
New
There's no. Okay.
Well, you broke even, I guess.
Okay. I won't ever. Now Mountain Dew's definitely off the table. Thank you.
Candy.
Another candy. Candy?
Yay.
Dares. What? What'd you do?
So my crush was at a barbecue spot that I went to, and he was my waiter. And I, was trying to flirt with him and everything, and he made a joke daring me to snort the hot sauce. Yeah, I did, and it really wasn't worth it.
Did you think that at some point, while Tabasco is dripping from your sinus cavity, he was going to take his pants off? Like,
damn, that's hot. Let's go on a date.
No! Like, he did that because... Would you have T-Hack? Some girl you want to have relations with, would you want to see her writhing in pain from Cholula in the snout?
But I feel like I'd be desperate enough. I'd do it. I'd snort it. You got something? I don't know.
I have a lot. Okay. So what happened then? You're just hemorrhaging capsaicin your nose?
It hurt so bad. And I don't know, it wasn't worth it. Now I'm kind of hate him for that.
So he's not, instantly stopped being your crush?
I don't know. But it was like just a stupid dare. And I don't know if I like him anymore.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. All right, what will you do for us right now?
Don't even know. Like, it has to be nice because that was a terrible dare.
Yeah, no, I get it. Okay. Thank you for the call. Carrie?
Yay.
Dares, what'd you do?
So my daughter was in middle school and we were at the vet with our dog and we were waiting for the vet to come in and we did the what are your odds game and lost and she
I'm so glad you know what it is. Thank you.
She lost what?
Oh, yeah. She lost the bet, so she had to lick the exam table in the vet's office.
Like ice cream lick?
Yeah, ice cream lick, like full on, yeah. So
I have to believe that they like wipe that down though.
I hope, but it was still just, yeah, it's for dogs.
It's for dogs.
Yeah. You still need to keep it clean.
I don't think they keep it that clean. Did she just lick it once, or does she have to go from end to end? How much licking?
No, it was probably about, like, maybe half a foot or so, but it was enough.
That's plenty of licking.
I just want the vet to come in the middle of it and just go, who's the patient?
Thank you, Gary. Blazing Bob.
Yay.
Dares. We got the boys now. We're in trouble. What do you do?
So when I was in high school, me and my cousins used to hang out a lot, and you know, you walk into like a 7-Eleven and it always says no shoes, no shirt, no service. And so my cousins dared me to go in there bottomless, and I did it. And surprisingly, they didn't have a problem with it. And I got a phone number out of it.
Because you were wearing a shirt and shoes, you just weren't wearing pants.
Yes, sir, or underwear.
He pulled the Pooh Bear.
Hold on, you were fully Pooh Bear?
Fully Pooh Bear. I don't think that you could get away with that in this day and age. This was in the 90s, but yeah. Wow. And like I said, I got a date
like
out of
it. I feel like we need to do a whole show that's just fully Pooh Bear.
Yeah.
And we just
I agree, 100%.
What did you do fully Pooh Bear? Oh my God, Bob. Thank you.
What is happening? I see you grabbing a soda and a hot dog. Oh, no, just a soda. Sorry. My mistake. Get that off the counter, please.
Oh, gosh.
What is wrong with you? Mike.
Yay.
Dares, what'd you do?
I'm not proud of this one, but I was playing hockey in Wyoming, and we had a two-week break for Christmas break, so our team, our coaches decided to drug test everybody when we got back from break.
Oh, boy.
And a couple of my teammates dared me to, instead of going number one in the cup, going number two in the cup.
And no.
So they sent you into the other room.
I did it, and I got fined from my team.
Oh, my God.
So you went full on Pooh Bear.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.